you could talk to me if that's easiest. Doesn't really matter. Yeah. But I guess walk me through a little bit of like what's the right setup for you in order to go walleye fishing. Like, what do you need to have in your boat? What do you have? And you can kind of like move around, show and tell if you need to. But what makes the best setup for you?
All right. Well, as I was saying before, every situation is different. For us, we like to troll. So our number one thing is trolling. If we got a jig, we got a jig. If it's that rough and that dirty, that's what you got to do. You got to jig. But yeah, for trolling wise, yeah, the main thing is, yeah, you just, the boards are huge, you know, and I give it up for church tackle. We modified them a little bit. We use different clips. We take all their hardware off and then we use our, you know, different hardware from different spots. We started this probably give or take 10 years ago. Wish I would have put a patent on it, but I didn't. Or I should say we didn't. And yeah, and as you probably seen earlier, you know, you just clip it on, twirl it three times and click it on. But the best part about this is when the boards are out there, you get a fish on, all you got to do is snap it. So you don't have to, if this is an outside board, you don't have to bring in them first two. Like on regular boards, or it doesn't matter. It could be these boards too. But if they don't have these clips, you have to bring them first two lines in, rods in, to get that fish on the outside board. With these, the way we do it, you just clip it or snap it. It goes back, falls right behind the motor. Done. You bring it in. You don't have to. You're fishing, you know, all the time. So that's huge. That's one big part of it. Why we did that.
Yeah, the second part is you're not fighting the board, reeling them in.
Yeah, and you're not fighting the board. You know, sometimes we don't snap them purposely, because if it's, you don't want to change direction or pattern or whatever that fish is doing. If it's coming in like consistent, leave it alone. You don't want to do nothing to aggravate it, if you want to say.
But as far as like, you've got the engine set up, you've got a trolling motor, multiple motors, like how do all those work together for you?
Yeah, so with the, and then you got the kicker motor in the front, or I mean the ball mount in the front. So you always use a ball mount for your steering. And then you put it on north for your heading. And then you always use a kicker to help it along, so you're not using all the battery power. So that's huge, having a kicker on the back. Of course a ball mount, because otherwise if you don't have a ball mount, you're constantly steering. And then if you got multiple fish on at once, then you're offline. Really quick. And the graphs are huge. I use a Lowrance in the front. I use that for my heading, all my coordinates, blah, blah, blah. Which is good. Lowrance is very, very good, but Garmin, the pixels in the Garmin are way better, more defined. And you got panoptics, you got live scope, you can all do on that screen alone. And then you got the rod, you know, then I could scope out 120 feet and then see the fish, you know, if you want to. And rods.
Much of it is comfort with your boat. If you picked someone else up and put them in here, you went in someone else's boat. I mean, that would just throw everything off, right?
Yeah. We were just talking about that earlier. I got a fishing buddy that I was with last weekend in the AIM series. And he's got a nice setup. It's all nice, but everything is different. You know, he's got different clips. He don't have clips like we have. The pen reel, he uses big pen reels. That's a little bit different. They're heavier. The clickers, the whole system is different than what I use. You know, mine is a little bit more, in my eyes, is simpler. It could be, my stuff could be way different in his eyes too, which, you know, it's different.
Hey, Zach, could I actually have you stand up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah, every boat is different. I mean, most guys got Lowrants and Garmins. You know, a lot of the guys got a lot of the same stuff. You know, trolling rods, jigging rods. They're all pretty much, we're all pretty much using the same thing, but a little different, you know. Everybody has a different feeling to every piece of equipment, you know. I try to go with the easiest, the lightest, quickest. That's in my eyes, because every minute counts out there when you're in a tournament. If you're fun fishing, you don't need this stuff that I have. You know, you can go to Flea Farm and buy, you know, whatever you want. That's fine. But the stuff that we use, yeah, it costs a lot more money, but it lasts a little bit longer. You know, like the rods, the Denali rods, we use all Denalis. The tension, you can feel that, you know. Like earlier, you probably seen, you know, I knew that. I felt that little head jerk in the rod. You could feel it in my hand, and I knew exactly what was gonna happen. But other than that,
what's the test pound you're using?
We use 14 pound test Sunline for our main. But then that goes, okay, that's different too, you know, with the, we don't run a snap swivel or any of that. We just run it direct to the bait. But when you're running harnesses, that's a different story. Then you have a leader. Then you have a leader with a swivel on it. And then you use 20 pound fluorocarbon that we use on that.
So you said, how long have you had this boat?
3 years now. Yep.
And I mean, is there like a sentimentality to being in this boat?
Well, comes down to money at this, at that time. Yeah, I'd like a new boat, but no, this has treated us very well. Multiple tournaments that we're in every year. I love you. It's my baby, you know, but yeah, other than that, yeah, no, it's, I love the boat. Lund has got a great boat. My whole family owns boats, which you've seen earlier in when we first started. My brother was on the side of us. He had a Lund, and my other brother's got a Lund. Yeah, no.
You said you used to fish with a cousin who was a longtime fishing partner, right?
Yeah, Jason Gable, yep.
And that was a big part of your fishing experience as well.
Yeah, yep. I started with him about 20 years ago, and he was, yeah, we were like brothers. We were like twins, because we were thinking always the same thing all the time. If I told him to put on a bait, he already had that bait on before I even said it. You know, we were always thinking the same thing, you know, kind of like me and Schaefer, Kevin, you know, and Mikey Blank. We're always, all my teammates, my son, Tristan. Yeah, we're always, it's just, I don't know. I don't want to say it like that or anything, but or brag or anything, but it's, you know, I taught these guys quite a bit. You know, and we fish, now we all fish together, you know, and they taught me, Mikey Blank, Schaefer, all of us, we taught each other, you know, which is huge. And then especially when you're in a tournament, you ain't got to sit there and bicker or blah, 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 or any, you know, anything like that. You know, everybody's got their own, you got your job, you do your job, and it pays off. Like today it paid off. Yes? Do we wish we were in a tournament today? Very yes. So much, but it is what it is. Yeah.
You said before that you had your partner with you. His ashes are in the boat?
Yeah. Yep. I got my buddy's ashes in the boat, in the glove compartment. Actually, we dumped the ashes in a few places. One of our best spots in Erie, twice. And then up north by my cabin, in his deer hunting spot, and then another spot I can't really say, but anyways, yeah, no, he's always with us. It don't matter. You can come to my house, I have an urn there, his pictures, yeah. And then if you go in my garage, you'd really like that. All our fish, so when he passed away, all our fish was in his house. So now they're in my garage, and I got his jersey with his name on it and all our plaques. He's always there. He's fishing with us all the time. And then, like last weekend, all we did was pray to, hey, come on, Butch, give us a couple good ones, you know, and he did. And he did it. We did very well. You can't complain about that. But, yeah. Yeah, I miss him. We all miss him. Some a little bit more than others, but, yeah. No, that was like my brother, you know. And his mom, that's like my second mom. But, yeah. But other than that, yeah, that's pretty much our experience in fishing, in the fishing world, or tournament world, I should say, not fishing.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I think it's all we need now. We're good.
Yeah.
Thank you. At some point, we'd like to